For the record, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
Chance takers. I'm just loyal, you niggas.
I put that on my life.
Yeah.
Do this every night.
Yeah.
A cup full of Douce on me chases the ice.
Play the lane, bro. I be on my business for my niggas.
Niggas.
I'm
already know what it is. It's your boy Fly Guys of BX in the motherfucking building, New York City. Stand up. It's Friday. Y'all know how we coming this Friday. That's a fact, man. If y'all don't know where y'all at right now, this is For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host, and I do have a special co-host tonight, and that's a major fact. I'm going to let her introduce herself tonight. Let's make it happen. Miss Lady, introduce yourself. Let the world know who you are, where you from, and what you do.
Hello. My name is Poetic Soul, and I am from North Carolina. What I do, I am a voice for the voiceless, and I am excited to be here tonight, so thank you.
Yes. Vibes, man. Tonight is going to be one hell of a ride, y'all. Make sure y'all tuning in. If you click the link and you listening, come on and be a part of the show. 929-477-245 is the number you need to call. We here for an hour. Hey, how's your Friday? Let's get to that.
Let's do it.
All right, then. Well, callers, do not hang up. Y'all stay right there. I see you. And if you listen to the number, we only on for an hour. So make sure y'all tuning in. I'm about to play some music. Poetic Soul. Is that correct? Did I say that right?
Oh, you did. Poetic Soul.
Oh, just making sure. You know, I don't like to trip over a cordless wire. I don't like to trip over a cordless wire. You know what I mean? But we definitely going to spin a lot of independent artist music from all over the world. We're going to get to it, y'all, early. I usually wait, but I think it's only right. We definitely going to have Poetic Soul give her opinion of every song we play here tonight. So if you tapping in and you request a song, believe me, we going to say what it is. We're not here to trash nobody. We're not here to burn nobody. Dream that we definitely going to give you. That's right.
Let's do it.
All the time.
While it up and put it down. Yeah, the whole of it, me know what you want me done. You get a youth, them a try stop for food. You don't see a bag of people a suffer now. Me not depend on that, also come ever out. All the enough it does, me see clean, yeah, me pray for that. Girl a call, girl a text me, a love letter me, a go get a me, a change set a me go. Link up, sing around a Christian friend. Love God, but me don't have no Christian friend. Money chatty for not that, me no response then. Give me the girl and the money, keep the 6 months them. When they see me and my brother, we are the big man them. My parents have money, me no lean on them. Post it for me own, every dog get your bone. You will stand alone, bet you don't get the tune.
No man. 10,000 volts of Gucci bulk of run. Plug in Versace jeans to full power. Charge up my ring, my chain, my shoes covered. Pop champagne like Migos. Girl, I jump in through the window. Every bill I get beat out. Them more than I know the girl, them we know. We have a shock magneto. Lock me sissy like me, no. We have a shock magneto. Lock me sissy like me, no. Tell up on the line, set the free throw, yeah. Looking at my eyes, it's the real snow, yeah. Ooh, some can't let the G-crown when. Me know you hear the thunder from the rain cloud.
Get the umbrella, get your raincoat. Look at the little valve on the radio. IG, FB, Twitter, for your Snapchat. Like your YouTube, number one trending. Yard man, so we stay up in the street. Fully make the money, you feel have a pay day. So me, I come from where every day I be a day. Walk one, walk one, on your stay. Me no move just, but my bank book I get weird, weird. Weird. Future 50-50, so the kids in other cities. Come for run the business, if you're hungry, me no business me. One time every ex one reach out, yeah. Pick up every girl where they have been through, yeah. Pull me at y'all, scheme round them. This ill 60, that is a no-no. Marijuana, no boy, can't close out. Mel Brook, be sure, we no run show. Marijuana, me a swim, me build the brain food. Grey goose, with the grapefruit, now my grey suit. Free a school, too smart, see me play a fool. Adi, adi, king, me now follow the rule. Black five, adi, Gaza, capital one. Daddy, fin, no day, a Gaza, a be a root. How me get so high, me a feet, get a space suit. How me go so hard, me clocks, and no break shoes. Nearly 20 years, I'm still not steal news. I'm be youth, them a superstar. What a space room.
Pop champagne like me goes. Girl, I jump in through the window. Every bill I get beat, oh. Them boy, then I know the girl, them we know. We have a shop magneto. Lock the city like me, no. We have a shop magneto. Lock the city like me, no.
Yeah. You already know what that was. If you don't know, you sleep. That's Lickle Vibes and Little Vibes, brother. You already know. Adi, yo, shout out. Free the World Boss, man. Y'all already know. If y'all don't know, you. What you thought about Vibes Cartel's little sons right now? They grinding hard. Sounding just like that. What's your vibe to that song right there?
What's my vibe to it? I enjoyed it. I gotta admit, it was very enjoyable. It kind of gave me like an island type vibe, like maybe feel like I was on vacation, possibly at the beach. You know, I could really feel it. But on the same note, for me personally, I just kind of wish that I could have understood maybe the lyrics just a little more.
Right.
But the beat itself, the chorus from what I could hear, it was fire. I rock with it.
These boys are coming straight out of Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely an island vibe. You heard? It's definitely a whole vibe right there. If y'all not tuned in, and I part itself with my... If my internet is not working right now because, you know, it started snowing, y'all. So if I'm breaking up, please bear with me. If you're listening, call in right now, 929-477-2425. This is where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host, Fly Gaza, and I got my co-host here, Miss Poetic Soul. So make sure y'all stay tapped in. She will be telling y'all her honest opinion about every song tonight. This is what we do, and that's for the record. You ready to take our first caller?
I am. I'm here for it.
Well, let's get it then. First caller, who are you? Where are you from? And what do you do?
Yo, 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 this is Pops from Top Level Pops, Emerald Grove Heights, Minnesota, in the building,
yo.
Y'all. What's taking?
Minnesota is extra cold right now.
Extra cold right now. You're right, man. It's cold in the motherfucker right now. How you doing, Miss Poetic?
I am great. Thank you for asking. North Carolina is not nearly as cold as Minnesota, so I'm happy.
Ooh, North Carolina. I wish I was there right now. Be wearing some shorts and some chanclas with a wife beater. Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah. Yo, Pops. Man, how was your day today, Pops?
My day was absolutely wonderful, man. It was a wonderful day.
That's
a little
what I
cold,
like to hear.
But it was a good day. It was a good day, man. It was a good day.
And guess what? You get to tell Poetic Soul what you do here every Tuesday for the independent artist, Pops.
Oh, for sure, man. Miss Poetic, I have a show right here on every Tuesday night on For the Record Radio. It's called the Chop It Up with Pop Show. I invite a local independent artist into my home. They sit on my couch. I give them an interview. We smoke some weed. We spin some music. We have a great time. We break out a 3-foot bong called Dirty Diana. And we do all this on Facebook and Instagram Live. We do it for an hour and a half long. Okay, my show is the only show on For the Record Radio so far that's an hour and a half long. And I tell you what, I have a very good time doing this show. I enjoy it. I enjoy getting to meet the young artists that come through my door. And I like watching them get the exposure they need.
Wow.
And that's a fact.
Wow, wow. I really like that. And you know what? That's what it's all about. Opening the door for other artists and for other people to have the same opportunities that we have been blessed with. So, wow. Yeah, I can see you doing what you're doing.
Yo, shout out to the whole Minnesota. We got a lot of independent artists working real hard. I couldn't even imagine when the world opens back up, these shows are going to be amazing. Don't you agree, Pops? We got many artists out there,
man.
It's amazing, man. A lot of people sleep on Minnesota. I tell you that.
Hell yeah, they do. They showing up, dude. But I tell you what, these shows start kicking off, it's going to be something to be seen.
Oh, that's right.
Everybody going to
bring your cameras out. Definitely bring your cameras out, man. Hey, yo, Pops, you got any shout-outs, any requests you want to do right here on For the Record, man?
Man, shout-out everybody on the For the Record team. That'd be Haiti the Great, King Kush Money, You Flock Gaza, Buddy Madison, Liz Golden, you know, the whole Mad Connected team, Minnesota Kayla, everybody, the whole For the Record family. Shout-out to you guys, man. We're doing it. We just got to keep our grind on go, you know
what
I'm saying?
That's it.
Shout out to all the independent artists out there that are doing their thing and are struggling. Man, I know the struggle is real. Y'all just keep up a little bit longer. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, man, with this coronavirus shit. We just got to keep our heads above the water and keep on our stride.
What request you have for us tonight? What independent artists are you going to let shine on For the Record Radio tonight on a Friday night, Pops?
We're going to go with Suavo, ADTMG, and I want to play Model for Model.
Ooh, okay. Well, South Carolina, get your box, roll your blunt, and Pops, go. Go in Suavo's world. I'm telling you right now, everybody put your lighters up. Mark my words, this young man is going to be something amazing because he's got pressure. He's straight from Memphis, but he's kicking ass in Minnesota, and he's taking names. He's got a whole great, motivated team behind him, with him, not even behind him, with him. You heard? That's a major fact. It's called You Know It. Let's get it then.
I need all the little booty bitches, big booty bitches to the motherfucking front. It's time to shake that ass, baby. Hey, it's time to get on that motherfucking flow and throw something like you ain't never threw it before. Yeah, from the north to the south. Hey, hey, what you gonna do with them dollars? Model for model. Hey, they on the flow like a toddler. Money gon' make sure they holler. Yeah. Can't speak to her if you not proper. Her outfit right up in her locker.
What you doing?
That ass finna be like a knocker. She gon' hit the pole and stop poppin'. Like nigga, what's up in your wallet? Shorty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them
jeans. Yeah, yeah.
Shorty gon' get it.
Get it.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them
jeans. Yeah, yeah.
Hey. Shorty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them
jeans.
Shorty gon' get it.
Aye.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them jeans.
Aye.
Trampoline, 33 with the face of a teen.
Okay.
Body look like a bottle, but when she saw
start throwing that booty, she causing a scene. Jump some honey, she drop to her knees. If you broke, she won't bother to see. Rather dance on a bitch than a G. But I bet she gon' give it to me. Left cheek, right cheek, no feet. Burn her head in the car, no G. Speed limit, she ain't using no teeth. Throw it back to the West End Suite. Big bag, we don't do shit cheap. In the club, she be turned there weak. Got a grind, she the type to go eat. Got a grind, she the type to go eat. Model for model, they on the floor like a toddler. Money gon' make sure they holler. Can't speak to her if you not proper. Her outfit right up in her locker. That ass finna be like a knocker. She gon' hit the pole and stop popping. Like nigga, what's up in your wallet? Hey, shorty gon' get it. She throwing that ass, she flicking them jeans. Shorty gon' get it. She throwing that ass, she flicking them dicks. Hey, shorty gon' get it. She throwing that ass, she flicking them dicks. Shorty gon' get it. She throwing that ass, she flicking them dicks. Hey, round of applause. Time to turn up, I know she be with it. Try give me 50. She live for the blues, creepin' like Nipsey. Ass and titties. Skinny petite, but she had a big. Fuck it up, mama. You can't tell a shit, she do stay lean. Out of her mind. Slurp for the Birkin, free for the Fendi. I'm on the grind. Tweaking and beating, I made her get trippy. The hoes gon' turn up. Whenever I think I'ma drop me a ticket. I know she gon' turn up. Whenever I think I'ma drop me a ticket. Model for model, they on the floor like a toddler. Money gon' make sure they holler. Can't speak to her if you not proper. Her outfit right up in her locker. That ass finna be like a knocker. She gon' hit the pole and stop poppin'. Like nigga, what's up in your wallet? Hey, shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks. Shorty gon' get it.
Tuned in or you tuned out 929-477-2425. That's For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most. We on 7 days a week. Hey, yo, Poetic. I said Poetic. What you thought about that?
Listen. All right, so you said that this artist was from Minnesota?
He's actually in Minnesota, but he's from Memphis.
Memphis. Wow. Well, listen, whether Memphis, Minnesota, North Carolina, South Carolina, that was fire. That was dope.
Oh, shit. Let me find out you was dancing on the other side of the phone, girl.
That
you
was a
really
whole vibe.
Or what?
Okay. I'm like, okay, you better listen. Listen,
all
right. Not tonight, okay?
All I'm saying, what is your real opinion about model for model, that Suavo ADTMG?
Yes, fire, fire, fire. I am not familiar with the artist at all, but whoever he is, hopefully he is listening. I loved it, and I would like to hear some of your other stuff.
Definitely, definitely, man. Yo, shout out to Suavo. You know the vibes, my guy. Keep that pressure up. I think you just gained a new fan, my guy. Make sure everybody go look up Suavo, ADTMG. He's the only one in the world straight like that. You know what I mean? He's working hard, y'all. The man is dropping videos. The man is in booths. He's doing features, no free features. I'm just letting it know. That's my guy. I'm going to put it out there. This man is worth every penny. So make sure go and spend with this artist because he's going to make your track blow. I'm just saying, for the record. You ready to get this next caller going?
I am here for it. Let's go.
All right. Let's see who it is. We never know. Caller, who are you? Where you from? And what do you do?
Hello, hello. My name is Damali. I'm from Rochester, New York, based in Brooklyn, and I'm a visual artist. I paint, I draw, I collage, I style. Anything with my hands, I could do it.
Energy. How you doing? Welcome to For the Record Radio.
What's up? I'm doing well. How are you, Flock? How are you, Poetic? I'm well today.
I'm great right now. Right now, it's this energy. We're going to push this positive energy. We're going to let the world know what is it that you do, which you already announced. I see you got hoodies on deck. Is that what I'm
seeing?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about it a little.
Yeah, so I created collages back in one of my art classes, and I just fell in love with it. And from that, I took that one piece and I put it to apparel. I put it to lighters. I put it, my god sister, she makes like rolling trays and, you know, vanity trays. So we put them on trays. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I just started.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Hoodies,
well,
t-shirts.
Before anything, I need you to give everybody your social media so they can see what I'm seeing.
Yes, absolutely. So, at Water by Saki, Water by Saki, that is my Instagram. You can see I also do custom, like, portraits and jackets, sneakers, everything. So, Water by Saki, that's my Instagram.
Now, my question
check it out,
to you
check
is
it out.
My number one question to you is, when did you know that this was where you wanted to go with your talent, with your craft? When did you actually know, okay, this is the way I'm going to go, and I'm positive, I'm confident that this is where I'm going to be?
So I was in college, and boy, I'm not the person to talk to about school because I hate school. And I was just not happy, you know. I was not happy at all. So I drew through all of my classes. I used to get in trouble for it too. But I was like, why am I here in all these courses when I could just be doing this? And that was when I knew. I mean, I still graduated and tried to do the whole career thing, and I was miserable. So I knew from then I had to take a different route.
Right. I'm actually, as you're speaking, I'm watching your video where you're painting. It's with the white background, and you're painting in black paint, and you kind of got it a little fast forward, right?
Oh, yeah.
I know you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yep.
are these pictures in your head that you naturally paint on canvas, or are you looking at something, maybe some surroundings? Because it looks like you're being very, very creative, and I like that.
And that particular painting is right behind me, too. That one was straight out of my head. That one was at the beginning of quarantine.
Wow.
And one of my family members had just passed, and I just channeled all of the emotions, everything that I felt into that piece. So, yeah, right out of as it comes through my brain, the image in my mind, it just flows through my hand, and that's how it goes.
Man, it's like, if you really look at it, you can see a story in it.
Yeah.
Like there's a story in, at least to me, I know what I'm watching, I know what I'm seeing. I think that is super dope. Now, my second question, see, sorry to cut you off, my second question to you is, how do you put everything on a lighter, on a shirt, and do you draw it on canvas? That's odd, because I'm seeing you got something that was painted, and then it was put on a hoodie. I think that's super dope.
So there's different processes for each, like, item. Specifically for the hoodies, I wanted to do screen print, but if you're familiar with screen printing, they charge you for each color. If you look at my artwork, I use as many colors as I can sometimes. So I had to find a way that I wouldn't have to break the bank and I could still produce what I needed. So I got what you call heat transfer paper, and I bought myself a nice printer, a nice photo printer, and I was able to, I had my pieces professionally photographed so that it transferred, like, really well, and I'm able to like print them out and put them to the hoodies.
That is so creative. I'm all about people being creative. Because at the end of the day, that's one thing every human can do if they put their mind to it, is to create something out of their brain, just like you said with your picture. You know, this is what I envisioned, and I put it, you've made it come to life.
Yeah, I feel like we were created to create. I feel like that's one of the things that, you know, God, the universe, the creator, however you identify, put us on this earth to exercise our creativity. And I feel like that's something that people don't recognize, and they don't exercise it, so they never really find out what they're good at. So I'm here to encourage everybody to just try things and see where you go with it.
I really like that. I really like that. Now, my last question to you is where do you see yourself with your craft and your talent and as much work as you put into it? You figured out how to put it onto a paper. You figured out how to put it. Like, you went through the steps to figure out to get this far. Where do you see yourself in, let's say, let's give you short term, a year and a half?
I love this question. In about a year and a half. So I see myself having pieces, like paintings, in multiple different galleries, you know, simultaneously, whether it be here in New York or back home in Rochester or maybe even in Miami, you know. I see myself having work everywhere. I see people walking down the street, rocking my apparel, and I don't even recognize them. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to just bring everybody together. I'm trying to make sure that everything that I do touches every part of this earth. So, I see my name being well-known, growing in New York City, and not just New York City, wherever I decide to go. And also, because I style, I see my styling being a big thing as well. So definitely within a year and a half, my styling business will be off the charts, and my artwork will be everywhere.
Well, let me tell you this. What you got to do is keep working hard and have that confidence that you came up for the record with. And guess what? You just spoke that into existence. So it's going to happen. Go ahead, put your creativity on as many pieces of paper, canvas, hats, lighters, sneakers, do it all. You hear me? Because that's what's going to happen. You're going to make that happen.
Thank you so much, Flock. I appreciate all your positivity, all the good vibes to you too as well. Poetic, it's just, I really appreciate your words, those words of affirmation. Like, that'll go a long way.
Oh, man.
No,
that's Flock Gaza. Hey, yo, Poetic, you have any questions for our guest?
Yes, I do. So I'm looking at your work, and your work is amazing. It's beautiful. I absolutely love it. My particular favorite one is the one with the it's like they look like different consonants on a face, and it's like eyelashes, and like you see like this beautiful painting. It's absolutely gorgeous. So my question to you I am a spoken word artist. I speak my art. You paint yours and you draw yours. So now I know for me there are times where it seems like the creativity just isn't there. We call it writer's block. But for you, as a painter, as an artist, who as a visual artist, do you ever reach that point? And if so, how do you break it?
Oh, yes. It is. It's so frustrating, and those are the moments where you have to remember that what you do doesn't make you who you are. How do I break it? Sometimes I'll just sit, and I'll just let the time come and go, because sometimes it's just for me to sit down. Or sometimes it's an indication that my environment or something is not in alignment with who I am.
Mm-hmm.
In order for me to get back on track, I kind of go back to spirit, you know. I have to come back to my center, and, you know,
that's
I'll either true. Meditate, I'll write, or I'll just start to doodle. Sometimes what I'm doing is I'm taking it too seriously. So in order for me to get back to my craft, I have to bring the play back. I have to make it playful again. So I'll just doodle, colors, different colors I've never used, and just go crazy, you know?
Wow.
I think that's
that
amazing.
Was great. Thank you.
For real. So I have a question. Do you have any shout-outs you want to shout anybody out right now? They might be listening.
Oh, yeah. Okay. if my parents are listening, I want to shout y'all out because you guys really, you know, you do your thing. And I feel like I'm a great creation that you guys have created. So thank you. I want to shout out my friend James. And I want to shout out Sandra because, you know, they've been rocking with me. So I love y'all.
That's what's up. I want to thank you for being here and letting the world know what you do. Just for future reference, we're on 7 days a week, same number, same time. If you ever just want to call in and say, yo, guys, I got a new piece, call in. Please feel free. We're open. Our door is open to you, okay?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you all so much. This has been beautiful, and I wish you all the best.
Oh, right back at you. In a year and a half, I'm going to check on you. I'm going to see where your paintings at.
Please do.
Definitely. All right, so if you want, you can stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, or you can hang up and enjoy the rest of your Friday, okay?
All right, for sure. Thank you all. I'm going to tune in.
All right, you know the vibes.
Yeah. Shit. I mean, fuck it. I'ma just take this shit over them.
Vibes, you need this?
Of course. Underdog in my town, one night you be gone. Yeah. Used to riches, bad bitches, hey. Fake niggas get Armstrong. Yeah. 3-point star shooter, hey. Hawk sent me no Atlanta. About to cop this new Patek, yeah. And my bitch wants that new Birkin. I'm with the stars, dog, yeah. Just looking the rage, dog. Off the drip, bitch, slip, that's the kill, call the coroner. I'm from the bottom, yeah. Too many losses. Yeah. Now I'm up, fill my cup, grab my nuts, I deserve it. You know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe. We outside, nigga. You know the vibe. To make them guys have to slide. You know the vibe. 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 You know the pinky lip done shit, well equipped niggas know the vibe I'm on. Stretch 600, bumpin' bad bunny with a bad bunny hoe. I know you want me to rain on you. I'm just tryna see what you and your friends gon' do. Cause I need a model, show me attention. It's comin' up, double your cup when you all in my section. Cause I got the gang out. Much to mention. You know we outside, watch how you slide. Niggas ain't dancing. Cause you know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe. We outside, nigga. You know the vibe. To make them guys have to slide. You know the vibe. You know the vibe. You know the vibe. Of course. You know the vibe. You know the vibe.
You know the vibe. You already know that's my man B Morgan with You Know the Vibes video out right now. That's B Morgan, y'all. Make sure you tune. He's not just an R&B artist, but he's definitely a talented young man. You know I gotta ask you, Poetic, what did you think about that song by my man B Morgan?
Wow, I had all the feels for it. I'm here for it. It really gave me a Chris Brown, Trey Songz type vibe. I'm not sure who he is, but very talented, and he has definitely gained a fan on tonight. That was a dope song.
You know the vibe, man, right?
I was feeling it. I was feeling the vibe. I really was. So, yeah, he has gained a fan.
Nice. Go check him out. It's B. Morgan. I repeat, y'all, B. Morgan. Go check him out right now. He's been doing this for a while. R&B, he's a great singer. He doesn't do too much of the auto-tune thing. Not knocking nobody that do, but he's definitely a natural R&B artist. Like, he rocks.
But you know what?
Shows,
that's what,
bro.
I like.
Yeah, you feel me? That real
that's
R&B. Like, R&B right now, I don't know what happened to R&B.
I don't know.
I want to know. We want to know.
I don't know what happened, because I got to admit, now, for me personally, I feel like after the 90s, R&B just kind of went downhill. But you know what? It's artists like him and a few other mainstream artists who really are able to bring back that R&B type vibe.
That's a fact, though. That's a major fact. Callers, do not hang up. We're going to get to you. This hour has flown by. So we're going to get to these callers. You ready, Poetic?
I'm here for it. Let's get it.
Well, then let's get it. Caller, who are you? Where you from? And what do you do?
Hi, everybody. Good night. My name is Tawana. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. And I'm a woman that wears many hats. But right now, tonight, I'm representing my online store called My Carnival Accessories, where I sell many different products. Started out selling products catering to my Caribbean people who love carnival, and selling things like wire bras and costumes and things like that. And then from then, as of, I would say, late 2019, I actually expanded my brand, and now I'm selling a whole bunch of other stuff.
Like, I'm seeing cuffs. I'm seeing weed trays.
Yes.
I'm seeing ashtrays. Oh, wait, hold on.
Yes.
Are you going to be at the pop-up shop with Dizzy Brown February 20th?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Sure.
Let the people know about that. Yo, Brooklyn, stand up.
Brooklyn, stand up, definitely. So tomorrow we are doing the Black Monopoly pop-up shop. So My Carnival Accessory definitely will be there. As you mentioned, the ashtrays. So this is one of the extensions of my brand. So I started doing a lot of rolling trays for, my cess smokers. So I'm catering to that. Also, you mentioned the mugs. I'm definitely going to have my mugs there. I have various different types of mugs for my people who like to drink coffee and tea and things like that. Like, I'm a tea person. So me, I'm a girly girl on top of that. So I like my mugs to look nice and pretty. So I have a lot of Afrocentric designs on my mugs, where you would have a nice, beautiful Black woman with an afro or natural hair, and I bead her hair out, so you would see all kinds of nice, fancy beads, you know, to decorate her hair. It's going to be something. So make sure you guys are in New York, in the tri-state area, make your way to Brooklyn to the Black Monopoly pop-up shop. So I'm going to have that there. I also have waist beads. I find lately a lot of ladies been getting into the waist beads, and all my waist beads I make myself. So they're going to be there as well.
Wow. I think your cuffs are super. I'm looking on your Instagram. Let everybody know your social media if you have a website so they can tap in with you.
Okay. So you can definitely find them. Very easy to find. On Facebook and Instagram, I'm My Carnival Accessories. My online shop, you can find me on Etsy. So that would be Etsy.com. Etsy is ETSY.com/shop/Carnival Accessories. So you just take out the My Carnival Accessories. And if you go on my Instagram, you'll find a link there, and you'll see everything there from mugs to pillows to travel bags. What else I have there? My waist beads is there. I have hair bonnets there. I have pillowcases to match the hair bonnets. So you're going to find a little bit of everything on the shop.
Yes. Everybody go shop and go follow her right now. Now let's get to this interview. My first question to you is, when did you start doing this with the cups and linking it up with the pillowcases? I also see those pairs of sneakers. Don't act like I didn't see those. Those were very, very stylish. I'm telling you,
thank
I was
you.
Like, hold on, rewind.
Thank you. The sneakers I actually did recently, that's part of the Chucks and Pearls collection. And you know, the Chucks and Pearls kind of represents Kamala Harris and the female judge. I keep forgetting how. Ruth, what's her last name? It's a little funny last name. Who passed away recently. So the Chucks and Pearls represent these two ladies. And so in honor of the inauguration and then these two women, they came out with the Chucks and Pearls because Kamala Harris wears Chucks and the lady Judge Ruth, I think her last name is Ginnenbridge or something like that. I really don't like to butcher people's names, but she always wore pearls. So that's how you get the collaboration of the Chucks and Pearls. So, yeah, I have that. And what else I was going to say kind of threw me off when you mentioned the Chucks and Pearls. Oh, you asked me when
you
I started doing the mug. You asked me?
Instagram.
Yeah, you asked me
right
when
now,
I started doing the mug.
I need everybody to go and follow her. Make sure you go and support this business because this is what For the Record is. Every Friday we try to have people call in and support each other, especially the businesses now, because with the COVID,
right.
If you're not a hustler, you never was. Because this is the time
okay.
to grind. This is the time to create. Really put your heart into what you love to do, because when the real world comes back, we don't know if it'll be ever back the way it used to be, y'all. So don't take stuff for granted. Definitely make sure you give it your all. So my second question to you is when did you start this?
Well, I've been an entrepreneur for 20 years, about 20 years. This online store that I have now, I started this back in 2018. But I was just selling on social media, and then I expanded and went to Etsy. A friend of mine told me about Etsy, and then I started selling my stuff off of Etsy. And from there, it just expanded to what it is now. When I first started my Etsy, I was only doing waist beads, hair bonnets, and then when COVID hit, I expanded to the face mask. And then I started doing face masks to match the hair bonnets. And, you know, you always have people who, I don't want to call them haters, but they see what you do, like copycats, and they see you succeeding, so they're going to jump on the bandwagon. And so, right, so I started to get a little competition, and to be honest, I would have to say it kind of threw me for a loop and started getting a little discouraged. And this gentleman that I have met who's I could say he's really been one of those people who would give you encouragement and tell you, keep going. What you're doing is good. And this gentleman spoke to me, and he gave me that push that I needed. And then that's when I expanded to everything else. So I would say the beginning of this pandemic is when I started doing the mugs, and I started doing pillowcases and just expanding. Because I said, you know, you can't let what a person do knock you off your feet, especially if you know that you're doing something good. Keep doing it, you know.
That's
and what's
right.
next for you will always be for you. So
that's right, man.
That's
if you're not
so
got anything,
right. And I'm gonna, let me elaborate on something that you said. You know, it's with this pandemic, if you're not hustling or have some extra income coming in or doing something to push yourself, you're gonna get left behind for the most part. I can honestly say since this pandemic, this boosts my store. This boosts my brand because it allowed me to push harder. Like I have a 9-to-5. I work for the Fire Department of New York City for years. But, you know, with this store, this has been like my second source of income. And so when this hit, it just gave me that push to, you know what, let me go harder at this. Because whoever thought that we would have been in a time where people was out of work at the state where we are right now. You know, you never heard the term essential worker before. And so this, and then losing so many people, so it puts you in a mindset like, you know, if you don't have something that you could call your own, you never know when you're going to be lost in a sauce and scraping for pennies and looking for a way to find food to feed your family. So this gave me that push. Hello? You still there?
Hello? Yes, I'm still here.
Yes.
So my question to you, if you had one thing to say to encourage a young entrepreneur, what would you tell them?
One thing. To just do it. If you have an idea, a dream, that's all well and good. Now put those ideas, put those dreams into action. Don't let anybody discourage you. And what's for you will be for you.
Wow. I like that. And that is so true. I can speak from a personal experience during this quarantine. I was able to, just like you all were stating, I was able to start a business through this. And it's been a blessing to know where your gift will take you if you just step out and have faith.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like sometimes we are the ones who hold ourselves back. So,
yes.
You know, it's important to, like you said, just do it. Go for it.
Yeah.
And that's a major fact.
Right. If I can share something just to elaborate on what you were saying, sis. I had a conversation with my son this morning. My son, he's 20 years old. No, my bad, I'm sorry, 21. Jesus Christ, getting old. But anyway, so I was having a conversation with my son this morning over the phone, and he was telling me how, because he's an artist, he draws, he's very good. But he procrastinates. He has a friend who's also an artist, and his friend would start a project, but then not finish it, and then start another project. So they're trying to compare with each other who's worse. I said, if y'all supposed to get together on a particular project, stop pointing a finger at the other person and saying, well, yeah, I'm a procrastinator, but you never finish a project. I said, because both of y'all need to fix what y'all got going on. You need to stop procrastinating and do what you need to do and finish the project, and your friend needs to stop starting a project and then not completing it to start something else. If y'all both realize what you're at fault with, then y'all could come together and complete that one project that y'all supposed to be working on together. And so even when it comes into business, we got to look at it the same way. Don't look at the next person and try to point the finger at what the next person is doing to make yourself feel better. Focus on yourself and work what you need to work on with yourself and push yourself. That's the only way you're going to get ahead.
That's it.
Very,
and that's on accountability.
Well, very well put. Very well put. Mm-hmm. Man, oh, man. I'm telling you, this lady knows what she talk about. I hope y'all listening. I hope y'all listening. For real. So let me get to my last questions. Callers, don't hang up. We're probably going to go a little bit over time. Where do you see yourself with this in about a year and a half from now? Where do you really see yourself?
Well, I see myself. Well, I want to definitely expand more, hoping to boost myself, my clientele. I had a brick and mortar some years back, so I don't want to go back to there. I want to stay online. But I want to come off of Etsy and start my own website. And I just want to put myself in a position that when I'm ready to retire from my regular 9-to-5, this is my source of income that I can fall back on other than my Social Security and my pension. I want this business to be up and running and functional and basically, you know, doing this thing where everybody knows what
nice,
my carnival accessory
nice, nice.
Is that is a household name. So that's
wow.
where I see myself.
Well, you know what? You just spoke it into existence. All you got to do is what you
You like going in and out.
Just the way you carry yourself and the way you speak about your product, like, I'm probably going to go and check this out. It makes people want to see where's your stuff at, what you got going on,
yeah.
And that's a fact. Cause I know when I first saw your page, I definitely was skimming through it and was like, wow, hold on, this is interesting, you know?
Yeah, thank you, I appreciate that. Well, yeah, come on through.
Definitely.
Most
so, do you have any shout
outs
before we let you go here?
To my kids, give a big shout out to my kids, Genesis, Ojabri, Isaiah, mommy love you. That's it.
Hey, well, I want to thank you for coming and enjoying yourself and letting the world know where you at. Before you go, give your social media out one more time.
Okay, on Instagram and Facebook is My Carnival Accessories. Oh, and
make
also,
sure y'all go
can I give
follow.
My other? Can I give out my other social media?
Yes.
And
you do. Go ahead.
I'm also an executive producer for a television show called Caribbean Video Hits. So you can find me on Instagram and Facebook under Caribbean Video Hits, and Hits is spelled HITZ because, you know, we black people, we different. So the Z at the end, not an F. Caribbean Video Hits.
Okay. Well, let me ask you before you go, what's that about?
So Caribbean Video Hits is a television show that comes on every Friday at 5 o'clock on, if you're from Brooklyn and you're familiar with BCAT, it comes on BCAT. And it's a music video show similar to 106 A Park, but it's Caribbean based. So you're going to get all your reggae, dancehall, soca music videos. I also interview a lot of artists and have them as guests on the show. I have different guest DJs that come through, and it's a vibe. Sometimes I travel overseas to the different carnival, but, you know, we in this pandemic right now, so we're not traveling. But usually I will also travel to Barbados or Trinidad to the different carnivals in our film and do media coverage. So sometimes on the show you will get highlights from different carnivals as well.
Nice. I like that. We're going to have to bring you back so you could talk a little bit more about that show. I know a lot of people
sure.
on here who do music. Definitely want to know. I want to thank you for your time. I definitely love what you're doing right now. I think it's a beautiful thing. Just keep grinding. Point blank,
thank you.
Keep grinding, all right?
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Anytime. We're here 7 days a week, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and 6 p.m. West Coast time. All right? Come back anytime.
Thank you.
Hey, yo, Brooklyn, stand up. She's grinding. Support her. You heard?
Brooklyn, stand up.
Yeah. What it do. That's what it do. We at the end of the show, y'all. These days are blowing out so fast. I might have to put more time. Poetic, do you have any shout-outs you want to give to the world? I want to thank you for being my co-host tonight.
Thank you. No. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for being such a great host. You have truly made this experience pleasant. If I had to shout out anybody, it would definitely be my family, my fans. And yes, thank you. Thank you once again for this opportunity.
Yes, thank you for holding me down when the devil was trying to hold me out, but he didn't know I had an ill co-host. So he couldn't beat me. You feel me? I appreciate it. You jumped right into action. We ain't got a lot of kicking.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Yo,
it did. It tried it a little bit, but we got it.
So check this out, man. Callers, time is going to be up. This thing is going to about to hang up. So we're just going to play a song, maybe a song or two, and we're going to get out of here. Yo, poetic. Yo, be great. And always push energy, all right?
All right.
Let's get it then.
I can see the hate from miles away, but I'ma still be me at the end. Loyalty is long.
I can see them plotting and they watch, but ain't got shit to say. Talk behind your back, they give you dab and smell up in your face. I ain't with the back and forth, so you better stay out my way. Steady hanging on us cause they mad, they can't jack our way. It's a landslide, but right now I'm with the guap. They try to knock us down cause they saying we was too hot. All eyes on us, got us feeling like we too pop. They can't keep up, they don't know what to do with us. Yeah, I heard these niggas want me dead. I ain't no killer, but no push me, I ain't scared. So I gotta keep it on one in the head. Just in case a nigga run up, I can feel his ass with lead. Steady mobbing with my gangs, but niggas know that I'm crip. They say, catch up where you come from, cause you stay dropping these things. Dropping bombs back to back, they thinking I'm a kind of flex. They don't wanna see me win, rather me dead or in that jam. This is Wells, put me on, no friends trying to come along. Now they trying to jack my way, they see a youngin' going up. It's straight up to my days, that loyalty is all I know. Had to cut some ties with people just so I can level up. I can see them flying and they watch, but ain't got shit to say. Talk behind your back, they give you dap and smile up in your face. I ain't with the back and forth, so you better stay out my lane. Steady hanging on us cause they mad, they can't jack away. It's a land, but I'm with the guap. They try to knock us down, say we was too high. Whole lives on us, got us feeling like we too pop. They can't keep up, don't know what to do with us.
I can smell they hate, they pocket watching, needs is robbing me. I lost a lot of faith, can't conversate, I gotta make it brief. I got demons, I'ma comfort them before they come for me. And before I chase a thought around, I'd rather chase the Hennessy. How you with me if you ain't, can tell by the way you moving. Please don't play me like I'm stupid, you love me, you gotta prove it. Wanna put me in the box, but they see me and never shoot it. I be on your landslide and them niggas be acting foolish. I know they sick when they see us on TV. And I can't trust you motherfuckers cause niggas be greedy. So now I'm flexing on you niggas, I'm eating my Wheaties. No competition, swear I feel like I'm barely competing. Just being rugged, depressed and beat it, you niggas broke. They couldn't measure my money long as it